At our Deep Sea Discovery Closing Program. So each day at Bible school, we learned a true story from the Bible that showed how God was with someone who needed him. And we discovered that God is with us too, wherever we go. We can't wait to share all that we learned and all that we did this week. But first, I would like to say thank you to a whole bunch of people. I would like to say thank you to our planning committee, which included Dorinda Kaufman, Sandy Manbeck, Holly Manbeck, and Diana Kinzer. Thank you to Pastor Matt for your support, for your creativity, and your energy throughout this week. I would like to thank the teachers and the helpers for all the creativity they showed and their preparation and the nurturing that they did this week. We'd like to thank our sound and tech guy, Jack, who's in the back. Thank you to all of our rotation site leaders, the preschool snacks, the preschool crafts, the games, the crafts, and the snacks. I want to thank Mark for capturing this week the memories through pictures. I want to thank the church secretary, Charlene. Thank you to our music leaders, Savannah, Marlene, Alexis, and Pam. Thank you to those who helped plan our picnic this evening. For everyone else who helped, whether it be for just an hour or for a longer period of time, we are extremely thankful for all the people that helped make this week possible. We want to thank the kids for joining us, and we want to thank the parents and families for allowing us to share God's promises with the kids this week. I really hope I hadn't forgotten anybody. There have been so many people involved in this week, and we are thankful for all that they have done to help. So let's give everybody a round of applause. Thank you. So our Bible verse theme for the week was from Genesis 28:15. God is with me and will watch over me wherever I go. When divers go into the deep sea, it can get very dark. Divers can easily get lost or turned around. So they attach dive markers. Let's see, where is our dive markers? We got some over here. To point them in the right direction. These dive markers did the same for us. So on the first day of the deep sea discovery, we saw how God knew Noah's heart and saved him from a mighty flood. God knew Noah, and he knows us too, inside and out, good and bad. He knows everything about us, and yet he loves us anyway, more than we could ever know. On our second day of deep sea discovery, we saw how God heard Jonah's prayers, even from inside the belly of a fish. God heard Jonah, and he hears us too. The words we say out loud and the prayers we say silently, even the thoughts we think. We can serve God by praying for each other, and we can be sure that he listens to us. The Bible tells us so. God used Jonah to take his message to Nineveh in a roundabout way, and God uses us too. During our time together, we've been collecting money for the Church of the Brethren Child Disaster Ministries. We're going to ask Jean to come up and share a little bit more about that ministry.
As Sarah mentioned, Children's Disaster Service is a ministry of the Church of the Brethren since 1980. Children's Disaster Service is a ministry where trained people go out with the suitcase, and that's why you see all the suitcases tonight on each side. The children learned this week that I am the suitcase's person. They just learned that today. We go out and set up emergency child care facilities in disaster areas such as hurricanes, floods, and airplane crashes, or even like in Orlando recently for the shootings. The facilities are a safe place for parents dealing with loss and government assistance. It's a safe place where their children can come and play and just be children, like our children tonight. Caregivers are trained in a therapeutic type of play. This week, the children have been hearing stories from my suitcase of toys. The suitcase is packed with toys specially chosen to help children in disaster areas play through their experiences and feelings. They heard about Brian, whose family farm was almost wiped out by flooding. They also heard that Brian's heifer was saved. They heard about children after a hurricane in South Carolina who played with the suitcase's emergency toys, trucks and cars, reenacting what they saw during the storm. They heard about refugees from Kosovo who played out their experiences from a war zone. And this morning, they heard how we train new caregivers to go out with the suitcases. Your offering will support this ministry. Thank you.
Dorinda was our assistant director, and she would like to also share a few words.
So this week we had $1,320.77 is what we had collected so far. So each suitcase represents $50. So right now there's 26 suitcases up there. We will be doing offering here in a few minutes, and we can add to that tonight. So help us. Thanks.
So I believe we have a few ushers. We are going to take up an offering and see how we can contribute to that total. We can increase that total this evening. So they'll be serving us momentarily. Thank you to our ushers. We'll have some folks counting the money, and we'll have a report later on. So on the third day of our deep sea discovery, we saw how Jesus strengthened Peter in the storm. Peter walked on water. But when he was afraid, Jesus gave Peter the strength he didn't have on his own. God strengthened Peter, and he strengthens us too. He can help us do hard things that we could never do on our own. We can serve God by encouraging others when they are struggling. So we discover that God knows us, God hears us, and God strengthens us. We can serve Him by doing the right thing and by praying for others and by encouraging others. On the fourth day, we discover the most important thing yet. Jesus died on a cross so we could be forgiven of our sins. Then He rose again. Soon after that, He had breakfast with His friends. Jesus told Peter to love others in the same way that God loves us. God loves us enough to send His Son for us. And because we love God, we can serve Him by sharing His love with others. Right now, we're going to hear from Savannah and the kids some of the songs that they sang this week and all the fun things that they learned through the songs.
All right, to start out, I'd like to have the smaller group of kids come up. So that is, I believe, Nursery 1, Nursery 2, and Kindergarten 1. So if you could please come up here, and we're going to do some singing. I had a really great time with these kids this week, and we learned so much. We learned so many new songs, and I'm really, really proud to show them, to help them show off what they've done. Up here, guys. Up here. This step. These steps. These steps. These steps. The first song we're going to be doing is called With Me Every Day, and it teaches us how God is with us wherever we go and every single day of our lives, and He always loves us. The lyrics are going to be projected on the screen for all of the songs we do for you, so it makes our little ones a little easier to understand.
Thank you.
Doing, we can serve God and we can use our actions to really praise and glorify Him. Is called Read Your Bible, Pray Every Day, and it encouraged his kids to grow spiritually. This has been one of their absolute favorites for many years, and I'm glad that we could do it with them. It's really fun.
Oh.
And the very last one we're going to do for you is an oldie but goodie. It's called Peace Like a River, and I know that I sang it when I was in Bible school, and my parents sang it when they were in Bible school, so I'm hoping a lot of people really know it. To invite the bigger kids up. We've had a little more difficult music this year. It's really, really hard to pick the songs that I want to sing, so I hope you don't get bored. If you do, you can do the motions with us. All right, we're standing right up here on the steps. Now that we've got that organized, our first song is going to be Tell His Story. Pretty self-explanatory. We're going out and we're telling God's story wherever we go. All right, Tell His Story.
Let's encourage.
next one is going to be, oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus. It was a little harder for the kids to pick up because it doesn't have really any fancy fun motions. But hopefully it'll do it itself justice. It's a great song about how much Jesus really loves us.
Free.
and the next one is going to be always be there. So kind of the same idea as some of the other ones. God is always there for you. Even if you feel like you're alone, he's always there. That I really struggled with putting in my order. I really wanted to end with it, but it's a little slower, so I wanted to leave on a high note. This song is called Send Me. It's what we learned today, that we're going to be sent out into the world, and God is sending us to do his work. So here's Send Me.
So I
We're having an adventure this week here at Bible School. So our last song is called Wherever I Go. God is with us wherever we go, and we're ready to go on an adventure. So he's sending us out on an adventure. Pleasure to work with all your children this week. As they're coming back, hopefully we've stalled enough to count the offering. I think they should have it done by now. And we're going to hear from Sarah a little more about Bible school. Keep going. I don't know, they're going to tell us. They're going to tell us.
I miss you.
I'm going to miss you too. So this week, we discovered that God knows us, he hears us, God strengthens us, God loves us. And on our last day, we discovered how God sent Paul to tell his story around the world.
Paul did a lot of really bad things before he met Jesus, but God had a plan for Paul. And he has a plan for us too. We are to use our story to tell his story. No matter who we are or what we've done, we can serve God by telling others about him. And we don't have to do it alone, because what's our theme verse? God is with me wherever I go. We're going to hear from Dorinda about how we ended up with our offering this evening.
This evening, we collected $611.25. Awesome. Making the total for the week $1,932.02. So we did awesome. I want to thank everyone for everything that they've done, the children coming, and we actually did super this year, this week, with 120 was the highest we had in one day. So that's awesome.
Thank you. We cannot say thank you enough to all the staff that helped, all the children that have been here, and all the families that helped make the children, make it possible for them to be here. I want to turn it to Pastor Matt as he closes this evening with a word of prayer.
So you all can hang in there for about another 30-minute sermon. You good? I'm kidding. But I do want to invite you back on Sunday morning if you're interested in not attending a church anywhere. We'd love to have you join us for Sunday school for your kids, and then 8:15 or 10:30 for any adults and children can join us here in this sanctuary. Do you think this is hot? You don't want to know the place you go. If you don't believe in Jesus, it's even hotter there. But we're not going to preach hell and brimstone, are we, brothers and sisters? Of course not. We are so thankful that you guys have been here today and your children have been able to join us this week. And we just want to close in prayer. Sunday school is at 9:30. Yeah, Sunday school at 9:30. And the kids have a lot of fun during Sunday school here. So let's have a word of prayer. Thanks again for coming out. And then we'll have some closing comments by Sarah. Father, we just want to thank you again for this opportunity to be in this place, your house. And we just pray, Lord, that in some small way you have touched our hearts through the song, through the children as they've spoken to us throughout the week, or just through your presence in this place. We know, God, that you are here with us, and we just pray now as we depart that you would continually remind us of how much you love us, how much you care so deeply for us. And we ask, Father, that you would just continue to stir and continue to move in our midst. And we just pray abundant blessings over these children and over these families, and ask, Lord, that your will would be done, that we would accomplish your purpose for our lives. And we just thank you for all that you have given us and all that you continue to provide in our lives. And it's in Jesus' name, amen.
So we've had a lot of fun during our time here together. But much, much more than that, we've learned how much God loves us. And he's with us wherever we go. Blessings as you leave this evening. Thank you.